Vinyl-sided epiphany. The windows on the soon-to-be luxury condos across the way say things to the darkness I can't hear. Sometimes they're blocked by the train masticating its way across town. Now and then, I can interpret their blank banter, reminiscent of that ribbon gymnastics no one ever watches during the Olympics. They gracefully signal about our frugality, fragility, a howling yard dog, not ours, and the rain like a strange barrage of so many shot marbles. The bullets we thought were firecrackers turned out to be bullets. I take the trash out vinyl nights crippled with fear that thumps home from work at 3 a.m. We finally decide to take a break after the well-meaning block association gave out rolls of clear trash bags so we'd pick up after the delinquents who curb crushed chicken boxes or chuck Sprite bottles from car windows. Yes, we'll ride off and leave the neighbor's voice through the floor. Rusty, molten, like pouring pennies in a jar. That metallic taste, that exact heaviness. You didn't specify how long we'd abandon the planted bulbs, clawfoot tub, the meat grinder attached to the side of the counter. We'd be safe while someone else inherited our condiments. But the rest stops would be anonymous, highway, industrial, and rutted. I'd have to learn new ways to eavesdrop on the neighbors, on the rain, on us, on the same night lined with an old bath mat that stretches everywhere. We spackle small wall holes with toothpaste and apprehension, erase all visible traces, though we're still as obvious as my student, who plays the ukulele and is no longer my student. He sent me a broken heart poem after his girlfriend dumped him, which used broken things as similes for his heart. For now, she said in his poem, that's how long they were apart.